Okay, sorry about the delay about yesterday. Now we should be back on. And we are in the middle of the Prakim, the in-between chapters. And like I said, I think the reason why these chapters are kind of in the in-between is because the much more, it's like a little bit the practical side of things, not necessarily the philosophical side. And I think there's one other point here. Apparently, in the days of the early Chassidim, so the early Chassidim would basically make fun of the non-Chassidim who were learning all day. And they say, this guy's learning, but he doesn't really serve Hashem. What does he do all day? He learns about, if you have two people holding a talis. All right, fine, I got it. Hold the talis. Fine, but Lamaisa, they're learning all day. But when they come to doing other things, like davening, and that's your real connection to Hashem, they're not really into it. They're not really davening like a mensch. And they're, what's their davening? They spend an hour on davening a day. I spend 4 hours on davening a day. And these guys daven at 7 a.m. What type of kavanah could you have at 7 a.m? 7 a.m, you got to get up. You got to, go to the mikvah a couple times. You got to get your coffee. You got to get into it. You got to get in the right mindset. You got to get your shum up to shemayim. There's a lot of work to do before you daven. So these other guys, whatever. And they would start looking bad at everyone because, what do you think you're doing already? What do you think you think what you're doing is avodas Hashem? It's a joke. So in their fervor to reach higher and higher levels of avodas Hashem, they would kind of make everyone else who's not doing that level, they would look down at them, and they would basically say it's worthless. So now the problem with that is a fewfold. Number one, it's not true. Number two is that it discourages people who don't feel that they can reach that level that these chassidim are achieving. So then everyone else gets discouraged. Number three is that it's skewing the priorities. And that really it's not the correct view of the priorities. This is not true. It's just not emes. The priorities are not that way. And therefore, Rav Chaim Volozhiner here in the Prakim, he basically comes directly to tell you why this is wrong. And this goes to one of the core lessons in the Sefer, which is that while at the same time he's teaching us about how high levels you can achieve, he's also telling you not just what high levels you can achieve and what's going on, but he's also at the same time telling you that you achieve those levels just by doing what you have to do. See, in Shar Aleph, he's telling you, well, you have neshama and your neshama is down here and it's up in Shemayim and you're the Elokim and you're, when you reach the keser of nefesh, you're touching the malchus of neshama, and he's teaching you all these, philosophical things. But then at the end, what does he tell you? Oh, by the way you masak and all that is just shake lulav. That's it. You don't have to do more than that. So he's telling you the depth of what's going on, but he's also teaching you the simplicity of how it is that you could reach that level. As opposed to the other movement, which will tell you, no, what's Sheikha Lulav? If you don't have all the kavanas of the Arizal, you're not doing anything, and you don't have the kavanas, you're off, you're missing the point, and no. So that's it, no. He's saying, whatever you need to achieve, you're achieving by doing the mitzvah itself, period. Just do the mitzvah. And now he goes into the concept of tefillah. We said the same thing in tefillah. Tefillah is unbelievable. Tefillah is your neshama is rising up and connecting to Hashem and everything. How do you do it? Just say the words. The words have magic to them, right? So now he takes it a step further and he says, there's a concept of Torah, learning Torah, lishma. Lishma, as we know, is the highest level. Right? Lishma is always the highest level. So there's a concept of learning Torah Lishma. after that, does no, and Lashma means with no self-aggrandizement that I'm not doing it for any other reason. I'm just doing it for L'shem HaTorah, for the purpose of the Torah itself. Okay, very good. That's what it means. Torah Lashma. That's very nice. What if a person is not on the level to do Torah Lashma? Right? What if the person is not on the level to do Torah Lashma? So what should they do? Right? So he's one of the things that we've learned, I think we learned it already in Ruach Haim, is that mitok shelo lishma bo lishma. It's okay if you don't do Torah Lishma. Lishma is a very high level. You may not be doing Torah Lishma. You know something? That's okay. Because even if you don't do Torah Lishma, if you do it shelo lishma, you just do it for the simple reason of learning, that itself is a tremendously high level. So this is basically what he's going to be discussing now. And he says like this. He says that V'chein ha'adam, this is in the Prakim in Perek Beis. He says, V'chein ha'adam ha'oisek b'teres Hashem, someone who's learning Torah, afilu shaloi lishma, right? It's not lishma. It's a little bit of a lower level. Im ki v'adai sh'adayin einoi b'madrega ha'gavoya ha'amitas, even though it's not on the highest level, avrim chalila v'chalila l'vazoisai, afilu b'leiv. It's chalila v'chalila to look down at this person. He's learning shalei lishma. What's he doing? This no, you cannot do that. You cannot look down at people. Adarabba, just the opposite. Kol ish Yisrael mechuyim gam linig v'kavod. Opposite, you have to show him kavod. He's learning Torah. I don't care if it's lishma. I don't care if it's the highest level. A person who's involved in Torah learning, you got to give him kavod. And he says it's an open pasuk. The pasuk says, bimina. You know the pasuk, bimina bismoyla oishem chavod, bimina.
Lefichach hirba lahem Torah.
Torah mitzvot shenemar.
An titko yadvil Torah v'yadi.
Yeah. But no, but there's a pasuk before that. Let me just see the pasuk. The pasuk says, forgot it for some reason. The pasuk says,
"Orech yamim b'yemina."
Oh, orech yamim b'yemina, uvismayla oisher v'chavod. So, orech yamim, you get long life b'yemina on the right hand of Torah, but the left hand of Torah is b'smayla on the left is oisher v'chavod, is wealth and honor. So what's the right hand of Torah and what's the left hand of Torah? So Rashi says, Maimimin ba masmi'ilim ba. Maimimin ba, Rashi says, are those who learn lishma. Masmi'ilim ba are those who learn shaloi lishma. So it says on the left is what? For the people that learn shaloi lishma, what is it? Oishav kavod. So he says it's an open pasuk that says that you have to give kavod to someone who learns Torah shaloi lishma.
And lishma is not necessarily like a.
Oh, so listen. He says, "Hare shafilu ha'adam asher iskoy b'terasa yisbarach shaloi lishma karoi." He's not doing the highest level. El b'shul eza pniel agarme. He's doing something to benefit himself. Rakim eino the counter chas v'shalom. It can't be for the purpose of gaiva. In other words, it can't be for the purpose to put other people down. You know, oh, I want to prepare the shir so that I can just put down the other guy, right? I want to learn so I can slug up the Rebbe. You know, when the Rebbe's giving shir, I'm always going to make it sound like I'm the smartest one because he's going to ask enough questions that, you know, he's going to say one thing, I'm always going to say the opposite, right? There's a joke with, there was one of these types of guys that he was in yeshiva for many years, but his main point always was that he should be the one that slugs up the Rosh Yeshiva. So he gets up to Shemaim and they bring him into the Beis Din Shemayla and they say, okay, we want to give you a faher on the whole Shas. Whole Shas, I don't know Shas. Okay, so what do you know? He said, you know, I spent most of my time on the Masechtot that they learn in the yeshiva. Okay, so let's try Bava Metzia. I don't know the whole Bava Metzia. So what do you know? Well, I spend most of my time on like the first few chapters of it, so let's give you a test on the first chapter. No, I don't know the first chapter. So he says, so what do you know? He says, look. So he says, listen, Hashem, look, this is my, let's do it like this. How about you give a shear and I'll try to make sure I slug it up. like you know, he never did anything his whole life except for, try to be a smart aleck. So basically the point is that if a person's just doing it for COVID and for Lekanter to try to, you know, put down other people, that's one thing. But otherwise, yeah, I'm doing it for this, for that. It doesn't have to be Lishma. It's still you get Tzchar. And he says, so that's your answer to your question. That's not good. As long as you're learning, he says that's perfectly fine. Now, the Gemara even proves like this. There's a Gemara that says that what's on a higher level, that anava, even if you do anava, shalei lishma, it's a higher level than most other things. Okay? Now, what does it mean anava shalei lishma? It's that, let's say someone's doing something wrong and you don't want to tell them because you want to be an anav, but not because you want to be an anav, but because you're too embarrassed or something like that. So the Gemara says, even shalei lishma is still valuable. So basically what he approves from that Gemara is that whatever level a particular mitzvah is when you do it lishma, it's almost the same level when you do it shalei lishma, basically in terms of its value. So he says, since we know that Torah is the highest form of avodas Hashem when it comes to learning Torah lishma, so he says Torah shalei lishma is the same thing. Okay, now, so he says that learning Torah protects a person more than mitzvos, and even learning Torah shalei lishma also protects a person more than mitzvos, and therefore he says one can never put down someone else who's learning Torah shalei lishma, which is, again, he's addressing now this phenomenon that existed then, that people would basically like push each other off and say, hey, who is this guy, you know, whatever. So that's what he explains. Now in chapter 3, he goes on and he says, besides the point that's true, he says, it's almost impossible to start off at the level of Lishma. You have to get into learning. So the only way to get into learning sometimes is by starting off Shaloi Lishma, right? So he says, it's obvious that you're allowed to start off Shaloi Lishma because it's the opposite. You have to start off Shaloi Lishma. If you don't start off Shaloi Lishma, then it's probably never going to actually work. Okay, so that's what he says, and I'll read it to you. He says, "V'zeh v'gam ki be'emes kimat bilti efshar." It's almost impossible. Lovoi tekef betchilas kviyas limudai lemadregas lishma keroy. It's impossible to start off at lishma. Ki aisek b'tayra shalei lishma, because when you have to learn Torah shalei lishma hula madrega, it's like a step. Through that, you'll end up being Lishma eventually. It will be impossible to go higher without going through the sulam first. Okay, so you got to go through the ladder. So that's what he says. Furthermore, basically what he's saying is, not only is it valid to learn Shalei Lishma, it's possible that you have to start off Shalei Lishma, otherwise it will never work. Okay.
All right.